It was quite beautiful and so focusing on what we are doing as we share communion together. So I do have some slides, and we're going to go through them very, very quickly. We've heard from the Lord, and he's the best one to hear from. And so probably what I'm going to do is jump over most of my slides and just do the scriptures, because the scriptures is God's word, and it will not return to him without first accomplishing what it is intended to accomplish. So we go there. So originally I was going to talk about cultivating an attitude of gratitude, because we are between our Thanksgiving and the American Thanksgiving, and I didn't get to talk last week, I get to talk this week, but we are, I think we can all agree, I mean each one of our beautiful four people who shared had been contemplating and telling us and sharing with us how grateful they are to the Lord for all that he has done and is doing, and how he takes our stuff, and we can have wonderful and great ideas, but he takes our stuff and he intervenes and he makes it better. And I love that about our God. Like, he's given us these beautiful, creative and intelligent minds, but he's always got a better way and a better plan, a better salvation, a better healing, a better house to live in, a better experience of expressing the joy of the Lord through dance, a better understanding and a deeper understanding of what communion is all about. And so thank you, Jesus, because that's really come through this morning. So some of my scriptures, the shortest psalm that I know of, and I could be wrong, but I think this is it, Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people. So who is that? That's all you people. For his mercy and loving kindness are great toward us, and faithfulness of the Lord, and the truth and faithfulness of the Lord endure forever. Praise the Lord. And we all say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As I've been thinking and praying about this little sharing today, it really interesting, because on two separate occasions, this little saying came across Graham and my path, and I want to share it with you. You probably know it, but you might not. And I thought, oh, this is really worthwhile sharing. The difference between thanksgiving and praise. Thanksgiving is giving glory to God for what he has done for us. Praise is giving glory to God for who he is. And isn't that a beautiful, all-encompassing way of remembering it? Thanks. We thank him for what he's done and is doing and will continue to do. And we praise him just because he's our beautiful Lord, our lovely Savior, our Redeemer, our everything, actually. And so it was so beautiful this morning with the songs that we sang before that were really reminding us of the greatness and beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. I had a whole talk around Ephesians 5:18 to 20, but let's just read it and enjoy it. And it says there, be filled with the Spirit. Yes and amen. Speak to one another with psalms, with hymns, and with songs from the Spirit. We had that this morning. Hallelujah. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was always urging the new church, and we get to read his letters today. So he's encouraging us and urging us to live in that place of thankfulness, to live in that place of gratitude, to thank God for Jesus, who came and died on the cross for us, and through his death and resurrection, set his Holy Spirit abroad into each and every one of us. So that now, instead of having to go to a temple somewhere, like in Jerusalem, to go to the Holy of Holies, the Holy of Holies dwells within us. And what a privilege and an honor that is. And another Thanksgiving prayer from Paul, and this is from Thessalonians, quite simple instructions. Rejoice always. Pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you, for us, in Christ Jesus. Now, I know quite often Thanksgiving, it's really easy to do because, you know, we really have a lot to be thankful for. I mean, if you wake up in the morning and you wake up in the morning, praise God, we get to breathe in and out. We have so many things. But I do know, and I do recognize, because I've been there myself, that sometimes it's really hard to get to that place of being thankful and being, you know, recognizing that. Because if you're like me, sometimes I struggle. I've struggled for a long, long time with depression, although the Lord's doing an amazing work with that. But there were times in my life when I would be so down. It was the hardest thing to do, to be in that place of giving thanks. But I knew it with my mind, and I know it from Scripture, that that's what we're encouraged to do. So the encouragement is that, you know, when we're giving thankfulness to God and it's a sacrifice, then that's really valuable to God. That really speaks of how much we love Him and listen to Him and are led by Him. And yeah, so I just encourage anyone that, you know, when we do get, when it's hard, you know, there's always something that you can be thankful for. The sunshine, the beauty of the world that we live in. There's always something. And as soon as you start to move into thankfulness and gratitude, the Holy Spirit bursts that and bursts it out into us, and it gets easier and easier and easier. I think it's Chuck always says it, and I can't exactly remember the quote, but if you're having a bad thought, change the thought, or something along those lines. And when he's back, I'm going to check it out with him. But I thought that was a good one. If you're having bad thoughts, have a different thought. So as I was preparing for today and for communion, the Lord led me to something that is quite, it's different, but I thought it was really beautiful, and it was all centered around being thankful for our communion together. Graham and I, for a long time, when we were first married and first knew each other, we went to an Anglican church. It was, however, a charismatic Anglican church, so it was a little out of, you know, it was different, and it was full of the Holy Spirit, and we learned a lot. And one of the things that we used to do was there were responses and prayers that we would say together as part of the different services. And the Lord led me to this, and I really felt this would be valuable today for us to say together. The words are going to come up, and it's invitation. So you don't have to, if you feel, I don't want to say that because it's a kind of just a written thing, that's fine. But there's an invitation to you to say it all together. And I will read it out before there, because I never ever want to have something come up on the screen and say, pray this, and then you get halfway through and you think, what? That just is not good. So we're going to do that. But I do want to say, so that you know, this is how we're going to do communion this morning, because we are doing it a little differently. So we're going to say this prayer, which is a thanksgiving and thanking the Lord for communion. And then we have a song called Communion that we're going to play, and the video will come up on the screen. And we're going to put the elements out across here. We'll have three different stations. And when the song finishes, and we've used it to worship and focus, then I have an instrumental version of the song, and that's going to play. And at that point, I want to invite you to come up in groups. So come up as a family, come up as a group, and take your elements. And in that group, I want you to pray for the bread, give thanks for the wine, and just be together. Because as Graham said right at the outstart, it's about all of us today participating and doing something. And there's no pressure. We invite anyone who knows and loves Jesus as their Lord and Savior to take the elements at ease in doing with what you are comfortable with. And please include the children. We want them to really feel a part of this and together in this. And that's how we're going to end our service today, actually focusing on the communion together. Yes, I'll share with you right now what these words are, and then we'll put them up on the screen. So it starts off with, let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him our thanks and praise. We can all agree with that. It is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy at all times and in all places to give you thanks, Holy Father, Heavenly King. Almighty and eternal God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, give thanks to Holy Father, Heavenly King, Almighty and eternal God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. So that is the prayer. That is the expression of gratitude for this beautiful time of communion, sharing Jesus's body and his blood. Graham, could you light the candles and maybe set the elements out? And when he's done that, we'll say this together. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy at all times and in all places to give you thanks, Holy Father, Heavenly King, Almighty and eternal God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.